Warning, this album contains ludicrous material. Parental discretion is advised. So kids, cover your ears and close your eyes. Otherwise, you're about to witness history. The thoughts and views expressed on this album are a direct reflection of a new generation. So without further ado, I bring to you that nigga named Luda.
Hey, I be that nigga named Luda. Give a round of applause. They say I'm up to no good. I say I'm down for the cause. Down for whatever goes down. I'm strapped down in my drawers. So if you up for some stitches, then I'm down for some scars. Down to make them get down. Stop playing and pause. There's two things I'll never break, and that's my word and my ball. So here's a temporary fix for your permanent flaw. This album helps you to release, cause life is irking us all. Enough to make you wanna break shit. No longer will I take shit from any of these clowns, cause I'm tired of this fake shit. I'm ready for some action, ready with a passion. Like pots with the steam, I'm ready to get it cracking. It's 6 years and counting if you think I'm a joke. Me getting served is like Bill Gates and Oprah going broke. It's about time they gave it to me, I'm the reigning champ. Your favorite rapper went to Ludacris' training camp. Bitch!
Yeah, shout him.
That's right.
On the real, I feel you on that, man. I'm tired of all these fake-ass niggas, huh?
Hell yeah.
Hey, this your boy Lil Black, represent that zone tray, you feel me? All these niggas, I told y'all, home was hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I told y'all, home, man, niggas just need to get to the money, man. Stop fucking with home, man. You dig? Y'all already know the demo. Scary Larry, sweet big ass punks. If you ain't fucking with my guy, what is your life about? Kick rocks, skeezer, please.
Yo, guy, man, Chris kissed my ass. He remember me. I was in the club right there with him. He could've got me in. I mean, I went to Benjamin Banneker High School with him. I knew him before all the fame. That's how you gon' do your people, man. That's how you gon' do your folk.
Yup, man, I used to cook for this nigga. You don't come over my house the other day talking about he don't eat beef and he don't eat pork. And my homegirl was over there and she was like, girl, he looks so tall on TV. I said, girl, I told you he was short, man. I don't give a damn.
I love that nigga.